Unemployment in Atlantic City, New Jersey, is already running at nearly 11%. Now another 3,000 casino workers could soon lose their jobs. Trump Taj Mahal is set to close next month unless the casino's bankrupt parent company strikes a last-minute deal with its billionaire creditor, Carl Icahn. NPR's Yuki Noguchi reports on the difficult prospects for casino workers in a city with a shrinking economy.
Valerie McMorris has served drinks at the Taj Mahal since it opened 24 years ago. Casinos have sustained McMorris most of her life. Both her parents worked in gaming.
When I was a kid growing up, they both worked in the casino, so it just allowed so many people a middle-class status.
She says that's changing. Her pay and benefits have been cut. Her husband lost his job at the Revel, a gleaming $2.4 billion casino that went bust. Four of the city's dozen casinos have closed so far this year, eliminating nearly a tenth of Atlantic City's jobs. McMorris says neighbors and friends are moving elsewhere. She'd like to apply for teaching jobs.
But even teaching jobs in this area, they're hard to find because a lot of people can't afford to live here anymore, so they're moving out of New Jersey.
I'm interviewing McMorris at Burger, a restaurant in the Taj Mahal that now only opens when there are enough customers, these days about once a week. As the city loses gaming clientele to neighboring states, state and local officials are scrambling to try to bring jobs back by building retail and a new conference center and repurposing casinos. Stockton College economist Oliver Cook says the city should focus more on growing companies outside hospitality.
And at the end of the day, I mean, the whole point is to somehow kind of move your city or your metropolitan economy kind of up the value chain. What you hope, of course, to foster is kind of high-wage-led development, as opposed to traditionally low-wage growth.
John Palmieri is executive director of the state's Casino Reinvestment Development Authority. He says the city is trying to do just that.
We are fully attuned to the fact that we need to replace the jobs lost with new jobs, but that won't happen overnight.
Palmieri wants to attract higher-paying jobs, meds and eds, as they say, people who work in hospitals and education. He says the Aerospace Research Park near the city's airport could expand as a tech center, but he acknowledges, with a low percentage of college graduates, the local workforce isn't quite ready.
We have certain distress factors that we deal with. It's a poorer population. Education's an issue.
So is urban blight. Layoffs and closures have left their mark around the city.
I'm walking along one of the busier streets in Atlantic City. Here's a closed Vietnamese restaurant next to a tattoo parlor and a steakhouse, all boarded up.
Paul Smith says as buildings fall into disrepair, the quality of jobs is also eroding. Smith, whose colleagues call him Smitty, is a veteran cook at the Taj Mahal and single father who raised two boys in Atlantic City. Like many others, his main worry is losing health care coverage.
I need another surgery. Without the benefits, I can't have it.
Last month, the bankruptcy judge approved cuts to work hours and health and pension benefits for Taj Mahal workers. The workers' union Unite Here Local 54 is appealing the cuts. Smith, other workers, and their union president all told me they're fighting to maintain a standard. They worry that any concessions on benefits in a down market like this one would become permanent and applied across what remains of the city's casino industry. Paul Smith.
If we do give up our benefits, I mean, I'm not willing to sacrifice the standard for the rest of Atlantic City to change. I would rather this building close.
The Taj Mahal's parent company, Trump Entertainment, says if the union fights the cuts, it will close December 12th. Yuki Noguchi, NPR News.